I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a great call, wasn't it?
Yeah, buddy.
It really was. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. No score. Top of the fifth for our Braves as they take on the Brewers. It is game one. Astros trying to wrap up their game two. That one's in the top of the ninth inning. And Astros went on an explosion of runs. But this is the thing, Mike, and a guy just hit me up. He says, guys, don't you think, though, our offense is going to keep us in these games? Guys, these games in the playoffs, you score less runs because the pitching is better.
You see it. I mean, you saw that Dodgers-Cardinals game the other night. I mean, those two lineups are loaded, and it came down to the wire. It's why, you know, in some cases, the Braves, you know, and no disrespect to a guy like, you know, Greg Maddux, but I mean, you needed power pitching, and you need guys that aren't nibbling because, you know, you're going to have to get in and get it. And that's what you see the Brewers are doing. That's hopefully what we're going to do with Charlie Morton is doing it, Max Fried, and then Ian Anderson. So, yeah, brother, it's nail-biting time. We knew going into this sucker it was going to be good pitching from the Brewers versus our calling card is our hitting. But, yeah, man, just a lot of guys questioning what happened with Soler going on the contact on that ball to the right side of the infield, which he got thrown out at the plate. And our best chance to score in this game.
So far, yeah. I don't think it was a bad play, Mike. I mean, I thought that was the right play.
It's old school. It's old school. You know, you bitch when it doesn't work out, and it didn't work out, right?
Yeah, I thought it was the right play. Again, in those situations, if the throw is off just a tidbit, and you've seen it,
Make the defensive player make the play.
Yeah, he scores, but it wasn't. And so it looked like, yeah, okay, what was it a bad play? Either way, Astros have just won, so they are up 2-0 in that series against the Sox. Tony La Russa may be done before they get started, even though they had a great season. So it's crazy. Hey, man, coming up in less than 15 minutes, John Price is going to join us, guys. And if you're new to the show or maybe you've been listening for the last few weeks, sportsinformationtraders.com, they do a great job and as prognosticators, should I say, looking at the games. And we're going to ask them about the Falcon game. This London thing, Mike, didn't you tell me that they've never had winning teams in this game? Weren't you telling me that?
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers yesterday. This will be the 29th matchup, and then the following week you get the next matchup. But because you already know what the schedules and what the records are. There have never been two teams with winning records facing off against us. One team has always been on a losing side. So we've never had two teams above 500 in the London games. How crazy is that?
Yeah. So, and Jets, obviously Falcons. Falcons are a three-point favorite, though, right? We're still favored in this game, despite not having Calvin Ridley.
2.5. Yeah, 2.5. We talked about it. I know that we also learned today with the injury report that Richie Grant is going to play. Yeah, man, we're going to get to see what this guy, for better or for worse, Carl, our second-round pick, one of the first times ever the Falcons have done something I did in a mock draft, and maybe I'll rue the day if this guy stinks, but he's finally getting on the field. He had a couple of tackles in the Eagles' loss, and he's been playing special teams, but Grant will be out there. Hall will be out there from this draft class because we're just decimated by injuries in the secondary.
All right, guys, more to get to, and we'll find out what John Price is thinking about the games. It's Dukes and Bell. Find us on social media and send your picks this weekend. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Send your picks of you enjoying an ice cold Hey Man L, whether it's the OG, the original blonde L, or the watermelon lime, both delicious. Let us know, man, and we'd love to see your picks and retweet that as well and put it out there on the gram. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929 and this radio station. Follow us, 929 The Game, to stay up on everything that's going on. We are live on Twitch every day, guys, and of course, we are on the gram because it's all about the gram. Let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
All right, let's start with our Falcons. We heard from Chuck Smith earlier in the day. He gave us some really good insight into the O-lines. He said Jake Matthews has been you know, sneaky good this year because we haven't really been paying attention to him. We've been worried about all these other guys. But then he talked about Caleb McGarry having a tough matchup against this Jets defensive line, and he broke it down. It's on Odyssey.com. Go check it out. Dave Archer came on, Mike, and said, listen, we're we're giving up too many of these passes in the middle of the field. Our linebackers have to do a better job of dropping and covering. Grady Jarrett was talking about the DBs needing to step up without Isaiah Oliver on the field.
Yeah, definitely. Anybody on the field we believe in. I'm sure they wouldn't be here if Coach didn't believe in them, to, you know, Terry didn't believe in them. So, sure, we've got guys that are more than capable, and we're going to roll with who we got, and we believe whoever step out into that position to be able to get the job done at a high level.
Yeah, and Mike, I know all week, you know, once, especially yesterday when we found out about Ridley, but I've still felt all week, my opinion hasn't changed on this. I think this is the kind of game where you come off of a heartbreak loss, you're going to travel, which Arch said may be good for him, but when you find out, and I think the team knew before we did, obviously, about Ridley, that the game planning and how you're going to get other guys involved may end up helping us. It may end up allowing us to score more points and spreading the ball around a little bit
right.
more.
Now, again, I don't know how much, you know, noise you consider, you know, they were getting away from here. But, yeah, focus on the matter at hand for some guys, as you said the other day, first chance for some of the younger guys to maybe even leave the States, right, for the first time. But it's a business trip, and surroundings are amazing. They're at this 300-acre estate, which has turned into a hotel complex called The Grove, south of London. That's where they're practicing. Saw some of the pictures today. Looks pretty nice. But we are going to see the young guys pressed into service. Just mentioned the injury situation in the secondary. Avery, a guy that we liked out of Boise State, probably better known, Carl, for his kick returns than playing corner, but he was going to get a shot, and he's out. And now you realize that, you know, no disrespect to, you know, Eric Harris, but that's another one of those journeymen, right, that I referred to, guys that are just dudes. So we will see Richie Grant and Darren Hall. They will play, according to D-Led, in this game on Sunday.
All right, and just so you guys know, coverage starts at 7:30 with the Atlanta Falcons pregame show. There will be no Wade Ford show this week, but we start early, and we'll get you ready as Falcons take on the Jets in London. And also, this weekend, just so you know, we've got a bunch of football on the game, guys. Doubleheader, game one, Red River rivalry, which, of course, is Texas and Oklahoma. And then the nightcap, you've got Alabama taking on Texas A&M. So we'll have those games for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear from Dave Ragone. He's not talked a whole lot. He's the offensive coordinator technically, but we know Coach Smith calls the plays. He was talking about Jalen Mayfield, Mike, and this process he's going through.
Yeah, and again, all the depth chart things I'm sure Coach Smith will address. But for me, with Jalen is you go into the fact of what he's gone up against and what he'll go against this week if he has a chance to go out there and everything else. And to me, you know, you see strides in his game. He's going against different rushers, different guys when he's in run blocking that are using different techniques. They're not all just the same guy he's going against. And so he's learning. And again, I think when you're a rookie in this league, it's different for everyone for sure in terms of the learning curve. But it's really hard to replace experience. And so every practice rep he gets, every time he gets out there in live action, the fact that he's going out there and he's fighting and he's learning from the things he does well, but he's also learning from the things that he needs to improve on, and he's got the right mindset, hopefully he continues to grow from there.
Is he growing? Is he getting better?
Yeah, step by step, right? I mean, it's how else are you going to do it other than by doing it?
Got to show up. Got to be out there. Got to play. Falcons, Jets, we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, Braves, Brewers, no score as we speak, guys. AA Alex Anthopoulos told Mike and I, this postseason starts with what we're seeing from Charlie Morton right now, starting pitching.
You know, I think the rotations are they set the tone, right? Okay. So if you're starters, you know, we had the most success that we've had. You know, I was here for three years. And when I look at the first 2 years, we didn't get past the first round. I do think that Cardinals series, just, you know, some bad luck and things like that, especially game four. We were so close to being able to win that series. But, you know, the one thing, we pitched exceptionally well last year, and that allowed us to advance. You know, we won two rounds last year. Obviously, we had the expanded round against the Reds and then Miami and then took LA beat. But we pitched really, really well, and I think that's ultimately going to be the key for us.
So far, so good, man. Charlie Morton, I mean, worth every penny. So glad you and I were lobbying. Please, please re-sign him. And so glad that, you know, we're not even done with this season. I'm glad we're going to have him back for next year. But just a one hit through five innings. So, again, he has got things cooking. There's a tremendous movement on the curveball. I mean, it just, everything looks good. And velocity is strong. Good velo, Carl, as he's throwing up 96, 95, most recent at bat. So, You're going to have to, because we're not going to be scoring. We're just not going to be scoring a lot of runs. It's just amazing how it's like the sphincters get tight and the home runs disappear, right, once you hit the postseason. Unless, of course, you're the Dodgers, which the home runs just keep flying, right?
It seems that way. Top 3 at 6 brought to you by New Realm Brewing. Guys, days get shorter, nights get longer. Reach for a New Realm Brewing sampler pack. Featuring four deliciously beers that are refreshing, guys. We're talking about crazy, hazy like a fox. Not crazy, but it's hazy like a fox IPA. The award-winning Pilsner. You can track these beers down using the Beer Finder app at NewRealmBrewing.com. Go check it out.
Hey, man, a big story that broke in the National Football League in the last an hour and a half or so. Apparently, John Gruden sent out an email, which made its way around, and somebody was holding on to it for a while, back in 2011, basically disparaging the head, the president of the NFL Players Association, Damore Smith. Dumb Boris Smith has lips the size of Michelin tires. He's apologized since then, Carl. People are saying that the NFL may suspend John Gruden for 3, 4, maybe 5 games over this. What do you make of it?
10 years ago?
10 years. So I've been talking about this with Squid Billy and Chris, and I just mentioned it with a couple of listeners on Twitter at MikeBellATL. It's a bad look for Gruden. I mean, how dumb are you, right, to think that, let alone you're going to throw that in an email? For those that are wondering, John was out of professional football as a coach. He was working for ESPN at the time.
Yeah.
But the way my first reaction when I saw that is obviously shame on Gruden, apologize, and we'll all get on with our lives, but it's just so dumbass to say. But do you feel that somebody who's a fan of Damore Smith has been sitting on this, or I said someone in Damore Smith's camp has been sitting on this for a while? Because right now he's about to get voted out by the players' reps. The 32 player reps are going to vote on this. Do you feel it's a coincidence, or is somebody looking to curry sympathy as the player reps might vote him out of his job as the head of the players association? Like, either way, Gruden's going to get suspended for it, but the timing is kind of curious.
It is curious. And the part that bothers me is 10 years. 10 years?
10 years.
An email 10 years ago? Really? So, yes, the timing is interesting. How the NFL handles this now that he's back in the league, and, Mike, they could easily say he was an analyst, and this was an email that got into the wrong hands. I'm curious to see how they handle this before they suspend John Gruden. By no stretch of the imagination am I saying I condone the comments. That's stupid. Right. But I do have a problem with an email that's 10 years. You remember every damn email you wrote 10 years ago?
No, but I mean, whether part of the Washington investigation or wherever this thing came from, a racial trope, as it's being described, regarding Damore Smith. But to me, my first thing I saw this was, okay, Damore Smith's about to lose his job. I'm not saying that amongst the rank and file this would curry sympathy for the man, because either you understand the job he's doing or he isn't. But either way, it's a bad look for Gruden, man. And Chris, he issued an apology for this?
He did. John Gruden said, quote, "I do not have a racist bone in my body."
Yeah, I don't think that's that. Listen, I don't think that's the issue. He put those words on paper, and it's a bad look. I'm not debating that about John Gruden. We'll see what the NFL does. Coming up, we're going to talk to our man John Price, sportsinformationtraders.com. What's he think about the weekend's games? We got a guy.
The most important story of the day.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. We do this every Friday as we try to get you in the know with our buddy John Price from sportsinformationtraders.com. And, John, I got to tell you, I watched the video of the first few weeks of the NFL season. Pretty impressive stuff as you guys have gone, 14-6 through the first 4 weeks. I'm like, wow.
Well, listen, documentation is what you need in the investment world. Most people who invest in stocks and other types of things are looking for confirmation of the power behind those investments. And I felt it was very important. You know, anybody can come on the radio and talk about how great they are and how much they win, but our actual Las Vegas Super Contest tickets are on our website, so you can see them right there, sportsinformationtraders.com, 70%. I enter those contests on purpose so that people can go and see where we are as a company. We are at the top of that contest. And, the one thing that I've discussed, I've been on the radio all day today and yesterday, and, you know, the number one inquiry that we get as a company this time of year is from people who want to try our company. You know, can you imagine trying a stock for a couple of days? Well, this weekend, people are going to get an opportunity. It's a 6-play trial package. It's only $149. It's for all brand new clients, 3 college plays, 3 NFL plays. There's no qualifying that goes on. It's $149 For anybody out there that has a place to wager, you can get it 866-441-2711 or really easy.
John, did we lose him? 866-441-2711 is the number, and it's only available today to our listeners, guys, is what he was going to tell you. But the bottom line is, you know, you want documentation of success, and I totally agree with that. And that's one of the reasons why we're talking with John, because it's one thing to go, oh, man, I got some leads on some things. It's another thing to say, here's proof, Mike. Here is the proof.
And John, like you said, it's funny. You and I were talking about this off the air. You know, John is like basically giving you, it's more like an analytics look, straight up. Here's the numbers. Here's what we're doing. As opposed to the old days when you and I would have these guys on 800-888. Let me tell you something. I'm guaranteeing winners. You know, it's not a boiler room. It's a guy who's been doing this for a while, and he's making serious loot. So that's why they document it. So we'll get him back on here in just a second, because I know everybody wants to find out, what does he say about this Falcons game in London with all the injuries and all these new mitigating factors, not having Calvin Ridley out there in the mix as well.
Yeah, and John, he's made his way back, guys. By the way, he's been featured in Forbes and Yahoo Finance. But let's start with this Falcon game, because we are curious to what you're thinking about this. Jets, Falcons in London. I think the number's gone down to 2.5 now.
It is at 2.5, and I don't even know when I dropped off. Was I ever on?
You were.
Yeah, I know. We threw the phone number out a few times and talked about how you're using factually-based analytical stuff to find these people some winners for you.
It's very important, you know, and we have the tickets from our super contest entries on our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. We're offering a 6-play trial package. It's only $149. You must be a brand-new client. Go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. There's a buy button. No qualifying. $149. You're on my 6 plays, 3 tomorrow, 3 on Sunday. We're going to win together as a company. Falcons, Jets, listen, you do not want to be betting on games that are in other time zones. The routines are off. The rhythms are off. You're talking about two teams right now, and the Falcons and Jets, that are still lukewarm with regards to so many areas of playing the game of football. Falcons last week, disheartening loss. I thought it was wrapped up against Washington, and I thought they got very, very conservative late in that game. They were hoping not to lose instead of putting away that Washington team. They got to stay aggressive. I can see them leading this game late, and they've got to finish the job. The Jets, they come in a totally different mindset. They, too, allowed a late score, which allowed the game to go to overtime against Tennessee. But in overtime, they did what nobody expected. They kicked a field goal, they got a stop, and they walked out of there with their first win of the season. So they're a confident group. In terms of wagering, I think this is going to be a very close football game, one where a kick could win it or lose it for a team. And with that sense, I'm going to take the underdog points. It doesn't mean I don't want to see the Atlanta Falcons win for the sake of the beloved fans out there listening to me right now. But if I'm looking for any value in a game that's 7-hour time difference, I'm going to take the points. So I'm going to take the Jets +3 over the Falcons. We'll hope that the Falcons win by 1 or 2, and that way you can get the personal win and the wager win. But realistically, this weekend we want to cater to the people that say, how can we try out? How can we see on the short term how good you are without having any long-term requirements? And this is the weekend to do it. And we get a lot of calls from people that are looking for one game or two games or 1 week. This is the week for you. 6 plays. It's a trial package. Saturday and Sunday, it's only $149. Doesn't matter how much you bet. Nobody's going to qualify you on the telephone. You can pay for it right there on our website, sportsinformationtraders.com, or you can give us a call at 866-441-2711. Let these 6 plays tomorrow and Sunday do all the talking for us. You can see our tickets on the website. You can read about me in Forbes magazine. But today and in the now, let these 6 games of mine speak for what we are as a company. Go to sportsinformationtraders.com, and $149 makes you a client for the weekend.
Great stuff, as always. And, you know, it's all about the insight. Again, guys, 866-441-2711. We always love talking with John. Get in on the action, and go check out sportsinformationtraders.com. We will talk to you next week, John. Thanks again.
All right, thanks so much.
Yeah, man. Cool. Go check out the video, too. It's pretty cool. Hey, yeah. This just coming down, by the way, it looks like Russell Wilson's going to need surgery, and he is going to be out at least a month for the Seahawks. So let Geno cook.
Yeah, man. Look, Geno did a hell of a job. It's funny. He's one of those guys. I just told Chris during the commercial break. He's right there behind Tyrod Taylor as far as can't get no respect and can never seem to catch a break, right? Yeah. Remember when he was waiting all night in the green room to be the first-round pick? He went like the next day. Anyway, Geno is the man. I joked around with Carl. I still thought Seneca Wallace might be the backup for the Seahawks. I had no idea. But Geno did a great job. Their defense can't do anything. And honestly, on the one interception late, the receiver fell over his own 2 feet, so you really can't put that on Geno. It's going to be Geno's show, man. So, yeah, Carl, let Geno cook. It's amazing how Matthew Stafford has his finger going the other way. He's able to snap it back in, but Russell Wilson, it didn't go that way. So a month out for, again, the injuries, and this one's a crazy one, but the injuries mounting up with all your star players again in the NFL this season.
Well, here's the deal, too. I mean, I always talk about quarterbacks. I mean, it's one thing to lose a lineman or, you know, even a DB. You're talking about a quarterback. That's a much more impactful position than any other on the field. So now you need for Geno to play like he did last night if you're the Seahawks.
But again,
defense has got to get better.
I was going to say, if you had a lights-out defense, you could manage with Geno. But their defense is so – I mean, like I said, you might say like Bobby Wagner, but it's not even close to the LOB. It's just
– No.
It's, I was trying to do an acronym that would say it's like, well, it's a cuss word. But it's not good, Carl. It's just the defense. You saw the Rams get up. And to be quite honest with you, especially that last goal line score, I mean, pretty easy. And that's a big win for the Rams because Arizona kind of punched them in the mouth. And that was a big one. And Matthew Stafford did not look sharp early in that game. How about when he and Russell Wilson swapped those interceptions last night, too?
Yeah, it was a big turning moment. I thought that might be the moment where the Seahawks took advantage of the game and made it a game. And they didn't, so... But you know what? Here's the deal about the Rams, ironically. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to get to our game winner here in just a second on a Friday night, man. And make sure you send us your picks. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. You look at the standings, Mike, and all of a sudden you look at the Rams, you know, and they beat Tampa. They've gone on the road now. They've beat Seattle. I'm not going to tell you they're sneaky good because I think people thought they'd be good to begin with. Right. But here the Rams are. And Arizona, you know, they're undefeated, but – let's see what happens against the 49ers on Sunday. But the Rams are right there in the mix. And even though he didn't play well, I thought last night you're right about, you know, Stafford. I do think we've seen the improvement at that position for the Rams and the reason why they are 4-1.
Right. So now, I mean, if you're looking at some of the, you know, the better games this weekend, that Buffalo game against Kansas City, that's Sunday night, by the way, with Al and Chris. I know that I think – is it Squidbilly or Chris and I? I think it's Squidbilly and I. We're on Buffalo getting
what,
points
is it, three?
In Kansas
is it
City,
three?
Getting three on the button right now.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's arguably the most exciting team. They kind of came out of the box a little sluggish in week one. Some teams do that. But Buffalo, to me, is playing some of the best football.
I agree. Listen, there are a ton of interesting matchups, as I like to say, this weekend. Every weekend there is. But the thing is, what you think about a specific team may not necessarily be true. Everybody's down on the Steelers right now. Everybody thinks the Steelers are done and Big Ben's a bust and it's time to move on. Watch what happens. Let's see if the Steelers show up on Sunday. Now, a lot of people say it's just a bad football team. But, Mike, these are the kind of situations where all of a sudden the team rallies, they play their best football, and everybody goes, man, all right, I was wrong about the Steelers. Or the Bears, for example, who now have handed the job to Justin Fields, right? They go play the Raiders. Raiders are favored by basically 6 points. I think Fields now, it's his job. He'll be comfortable. I don't know if the Bears win that game, but again, those are the things that, you know, you start watching for. Do the Bears start to look better with Fields now in control every weekend?
Well, I think Nagy realized, just Matt Nagy, the head coach, just let the man work and get outside the pocket. And for some reason, they kept him. They literally made him a sitting duck. And not to say they made it easy for Myles Garrett, because those guys have got skills, but to be on the road in the Browns and just not really having a plan B, bounce back. I guess everybody will bounce back against the Lions, but looked a lot more comfortable, made some great throws. I mean, really showed some, I mean, dropping dimes on some really nice routes and some really nice execution on the throws. By the way, real quick, I almost thought about Riverside-ing the Miami game.
Yeah.
Chris took Miami getting 10. Remember, you saw it. I know it's New England, but don't you think Brady's a different guy without Gronk in that mix, even though all the other weapons at wide receiver?
You saw it last week at the New England game.
Yeah. You took Tampa. I'm just telling you, Miami might be able to find a way and grind, keep it close or not. I don't know. I've still got buyer's remorse on taking Georgia. I've already got guys going, Mike, get off of Georgia. Hey, I had Georgia against Vanderbilt, and they covered the spread in the first quarter. All right, so pipe down, pal. Hey, man, time machine for our game winner tonight, 404-741-0929. What was your hairstyle when you were 18? We were joking around. We got on the subject of like Jerry curls and bringing it back. And Carl was thinking about maybe, you know, rocking it just for blanks and giggles. What was your hairstyle when you were 18 or 17? That's tonight's game winner. 404-741-0929. I'm going to try to find that photo from my my high school yearbook. Carl had posted it. Mike Bell ATL. By the way, will you put more pictures up from your childhood? Come on. You were getting more ass in a toilet seat. Will you put those pictures up? You're a rock star.
You know what? Would you be quiet?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
Well, I just posted it. Come on, Carl, share the goodness from your high school yearbook. I just posted class of 86. I look like Mark Gastineau's goofy love child right there. What were you rocking when you were either 17 or 18, man, your senior year in high school? What was your look?
I think it was high. It was it was the box look, the box cut is what I think I was rocking back then. But, you know, faded up, tight. It looked good, man, and it looked good on me, Mike. Come on.
Hey, Chris, Chris back, Turtle back at the ranch. What was your vibe?
Yeah, I was a one all the way around. I had almost no hair. I was completely buzz cut.
Wow. Jeez Louise. All right. Hey, man, Squidbilly, were you looking the same or what? Did you have like a mullet? Were you like Joe Dirt? What was Squidbilly's look?
In high school? No, in high school, I was rocking the Caesar cut was really in.
Okay.
It's really similar to what I wear now, but it was just a little bit longer, yeah.
Awesome, man. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Tonight's game winner. What was your style? What was your look back in high school?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Mine was kind of like kid in plays. I kind of had the low cut with the parts in it, all different designs and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of had to change it up, you know, but that was mine back in high school, you know.
Nice.
You know.
suit, Carl, for the yearbook picture? It was like Chess King. What were you, a Chess King guy, by the way?
Oh, man. That used,
or merry-go-round.
What was that? That merry-go-round. That was another one, too, Mike. The stores we used to hang out at. But right. I'm trying to think. The parts, that was another thing. We had two, three, four parts in our hair, depending. Right. Or, you know, designs and logos and stuff in the back of our heads.
The barber grooves in the part, right?
Oh, yeah. They do an amazing job. Some of these guys, man, amazing artists. They don't get enough credit for being able to do some of the things. I had a buddy in high school. That's what he did. He would literally, like, what do you want in the back of your head? And, like, whatever design or logo, he could do it with clippers. It was amazing.
Nice. I'll volunteer the worst haircut I ever had because I was a 90s kid. I did the gold frosted Backstreet Boy tip.
Snap. Yeah. Mid-90s, I was bartending in Florida, and I was doing radio. I was doing rock radio. I had the Dan Cortez MTV sports look, Carl. You know, like with the do-rag or the bandana on the head, kind of like the Bret Michaels thing. That was with the long, and the hair was behind like my ears. It was, yeah, it was a good look. Long hair and a short guy is not a good look, sports fans. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got? What was your look when you were 18?
Man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm from Southern California originally, and I had a flat top and a duck tail and butch wax to keep it all in place.
Duck tail.
So with John Daly. He was rocking a John Daly car.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, duck's tail.
That's gold, man. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What was your look when you were 18?
Yeah, man, I've always had the Brillo hair, white man fro kind of hair. So I grew it out, and I did what the brothers did. I had a pick in the back.
Why not?
Nice. Kind of like a Bob Ross, Carl. Yeah. The painter on PBS.
Why not? You could use that thing, too, if you needed to. Just say.
Hey, you have a mustache when you were in high school?
A little trim. I didn't have a lot of facial hair. People used to always say I had a baby face. And then as soon as I got out of high school, like my facial hair came in. So I didn't really have a lot of facial hair in high school. To begin with, not
every,
really.
Everybody in my neighborhood, I mean, you're ninth grade. I think everybody had a mustache. My high school yearbook, my wife still says it's like, it looks like it's something from The Sopranos, Carl. Everybody's name ends in a vowel. Everybody.
But how many guys had mustaches back then?
I'm just thinking in my baseball infield, me, Billy Regan, John Pelletieri, Don Scaglione, LaRocca, we all did. LaRocca did. You met Big Richie. Richie looks like Danny Bonaduce because a red mustache was creepy. But, so basically five of six guys in the infield had a mustache in high school baseball. The entire offensive line had a mustache for high school football.
So your coach didn't make you guys shave?
No, and Coach Poveromo had a mustache. And Coach Peterson had a mustache.
So here's the deal. So we were like the Yankees. You couldn't have facial hair like that.
Wow, no way.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. If you played ball, you couldn't have facial hair like that.
Everybody in Long Island had a mustache in the 80s. Everybody looked like Keith Hernandez. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What was your look when you were 18? Hey, man. Yeah,
hey, man.
That is me? Hey, look. So, look. I grew up. I graduated in 03, but like going off of what Chris said, had the frosted tips, had the fade and everything, but then look, had perm to look like NSYNC and Justin Timberlake.
But you know what? That was the look. That was that one point that everybody was trying to rock that.
You guys know that famous picture of him and Britney Spears and they had the matching blue jeans on
for the VMAs?
That was tight, bro.
Oh, man.
He said it was tight.
Chris, post your photo when you were 18 on Twitter. I was trying to get.
Man.
I've seen Carl's photos from high school. You got to put that stuff out there, man. You're like, come on, for God's sakes. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What was your look when you were 18, man?
Hey, man. I grew up in the 70s. Afro, pleated bell bottom. You used to call them soul fights.
So you're like Artist Gilmore, Dr. J is what you're saying. I like it.
Yeah, big fro.
Did you have a fro when you were a kid?
I did. I had a fro. So here's the deal, though. Fros went from, like, not having a shape to then we need to shape them up. And it's weird because you had, like we just watched that Muhammad Ali documentary, right? By Ken Burns. And you see in the late 60s, early in the 70s when he's champion and all that, and the hairstyles. And at some point, somebody was like, we got to shape these up because – brothers were wearing afros and didn't just care. They didn't care which way they went, right, left, back, front. It didn't matter. But, yeah, I'm with them on that. Big fro.
I think the quintessential fro, other than Dr. J, would have been Oscar Gamble. Remember the baseball card?
Ooh,
he's wearing the hat, and it looks like Mickey Mouse's ears, right, because the fro is sticking out on both sides. That was awesome. Hey, man, you're on the air, Monfrere. What you got for your look when you were 18 years old?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, we talking early 90s, around 92.
Yep.
Pendletons with the windbreakers, bunch of rubber bands in my head. I had these Booyah Tribe braids.
You had the braids, bro. I know. I hear you on that. Early 90s. That's what's up.
Oh man.
He's taking
gold.
Me back now.
That's gold. Yeah. Hey, a bunch of guys hitting us up. One guy said, I wanted to have long hair. He says, my dad made us all have crew cuts. He goes, which sucked when it was 1988.
Because everybody had long hair.
That's from JT. That's funny, man. Appreciate that. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What was your look when you were 8?
Hey, I had what was called the wing cut. You could fall off the roof and fly through the yard. That was 1982.
So wow. Kind of a Vince Neil, Farrah Fawcett kind of vibe right there, man. I hear you. Hey, by the way, one guy says Vanilla Ice Billy Idol hybrid was his look, says Eugene on Twitter.
Ooh, the Vanilla Ice with the whole right. On one side. I think went to the right side. Ooh. Right.
Carl, yeah, by the way, this Braves game could be over by the time you and I get off the air tonight. This is an old school National League game. Holy moly.
Yeah, but this is what good pitching looks like, Mike.
Right.
This is what we were talking about. Hey, no score, by the way. Bottom of the seventh for our Braves. As usual, guys, the email of the day protected by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and the risk of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com, MIMECAST.com. This one came from Matt today. Matt says, fellas, I just don't want to hear excuses about the Falcons win or lose on Monday. If we lose, I don't want to hear how it was Calvin Ridley's issue. The team didn't play well enough. He says if we win, people will make excuses for, well, the Jets, this, that, and the other. He goes on to say, I think the Falcons are going to win on Sunday. Go Falcons. I hope so. But you're right. Listen, if we don't get it done, you can't point to one guy who didn't make the trip and say that's the reason why. We're going to win and lose on the field. I agree with you, Matt. I totally agree. I'm not going to look at that. How we win or lose is going to be what Mike and I are talking about on Monday.
Right. I know that this team, Carl, has had to deal with a lot of injuries. And, again, the thing with we said this last week. We said it earlier this week, I should say. Whatever the circumstances were, I mean, like Calvin Ridley's a guy that's got to be he's got to be the most important weapon out there. How we use Patterson, how we use Kyle Pitts. Let's hope on Monday we're going to be up at the Sager Strong Golf Tournament. By the way, Hawks Ridge still – there are two – foursomes left, by the way, if you guys want to get involved, help out a great cause and fight leukemia and blood cancer. But, Carl, let's hope we're talking about a Kyle Pitts coming out party and, like, two touchdowns and 100 yards. Wouldn't that be something?
It would be incredible. And I hope that's the case. Let's hope they respond. Coverage starts at 7:30. We got the game for you right here on Sunday. All right, let's get out of here and clear out, though.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. Oh! The Game.
Big shout out to all of our guests on a big Friday show, man. And if you missed any of them, you can go online at odyssey.com and check them out. Chuck Smith talking about the big on bigs. That's the O-line, D-line, where he thinks we have an advantage going into this game. Tony Gwynn Jr. helping us break down MLB playoffs. And also, thanks to Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, Dave Archer talking about the Falcons. And we just got off the phone with our man, John Price, from sportsinformationtraders.com. Check them out as well if you're in on some action. Here's the deal, Mike, as we get ready for this game this weekend. And just real quick, we spent a lot of time talking about the Dogs. If you're just tuning in and you're going, hey, what's up with the Dogs? We think the Dogs handle their business, but we also think that it probably will be a better game than I think people give them credit for. And I'm talking about Auburn. They're playing at home. They're motivated after their win last week, Mike, but I can't wait to see how the Dogs come out and play in a tougher situation that they've been in fairly all season, except for Clemson, and that wasn't even a game.
Right. Man, let's hope Georgia's defense just keeps on trucking, baby. But I put my money where my mouth is. I got the Dogs giving the 15.
All right, guys, we're back Monday. Mike told you we'll be out at the Sager Strong Golf Tournament, but it's a Falcon Monday. We're talking about the Falcons. We're talking about the Dogs coming off the weekend, and hopefully we're talking about our Braves having either split or owning a 2-0 lead coming back home. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Chris Turtle behind the glass. Great job. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, we talk about this every NFL season. You draft that big rookie stud quarterback. Sooner or later, he's going to get the job. It's just a matter of the coach paying lip service to the incumbent. In the case of the Bears, it was Andy Dalton. We knew he was on some weak footing, and now we're going to see Justin Fields shine. Garoppolo, a little bit different because he signed a gazillion-dollar contract to go to San Francisco. But this week, the Trey Lance era begins. And, Carl, I'll give you some history. Go back to 2012. Alex Smith was the quarterback, and he lost his job to injury. It was a guy named Colin Kaepernick took that job and never relinquished. accomplished it. I think the same thing happens with Trey Lance. Some are saying he's a guy who's got the most highest upside and ceiling and maybe would struggle, but he's going up in a Cardinals game, which could be a dial-a score. Can't wait to watch. Get your popcorn.
Rumor on the streets, and you know I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. Russell Wilson could be out 6 to 8 weeks with this finger issue. It may and probably will require surgery. If that is the case, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys, they're done. Seattle needs Russ to win and that defense to get better, but it all starts and ends with the quarterback. He has always been the reason why, as that organization has morphed from great defense to a great running game, they haven't had a losing season since he's been there. He's been a big reason why. If he's out 6 to 8 weeks, that's a lot of pressure on Geno, and I don't think they can get it done. Hey, enjoy the weekend. Go Braves. Go Falcons. Go Dogs. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you still walk into Great Clips and ask for that Kentucky waterfall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.